box Cantata 114 grabs you from the start with a sound of undeniable urgency. Something serious is clearly on the way, and this opening chorus only scratches the surface of the remarkable depth and contrast of expression that follows. You'll hear all of it coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. Each week on the program, one of Bach's sacred vocal works takes the spotlight. And this week, we'll hear the cantata number 114, Ach, lieben Christen, seid getrost, or Ah, dear Christians, be comforted. You can find a translation of that piece by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Bach's music has its origin in several layers of motivation. Some are as deeply rooted as his intense religious beliefs, and some are from a more practical point of view, like the necessity of works that satisfy the requirements of a particular situation or occasion. But no matter what the motivation, the music itself invariably gives us a picture of a consummate craftsman, taking every opportunity to create works of art that are continually fascinating to hear. That goes for the many keyboard works he wrote to teach his own children and the students he taught at the St. Thomas School in Leipzig. Here's one example. This is the Trio Sonata in G for organ, performed by Robert Quinney on the Frobenius instrument at the Queen's College, Oxford, here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's the Trio Sonata in G Major by Bach, performed at the Frobenius Organ at the Queen's College, Oxford, by Robert Quinney. That name may not ring a bell for you, but it's likely that you've heard Quinney's playing before. He's been featured in several prominent performances over the years, but probably none more so than the 2011 marriage of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, better known as Prince William and Princess Kate. ClassicalWCRB.org is where you can find us online, with on-demand programs, resources to explore Bach's life and work even more, and a translation for the piece you're about to hear, the cantata number 114. Ach, lieben Christen, seid getrost, or Ah, dear Christians, be comforted, is the title and opening line of the cantata 114, but there's actually very little comfort in what we hear as the piece begins. A chorus with a driving dialogue between parts of the orchestra underpins a chorale tune in the choir, the words continuing with, "Since the Lord brings affliction upon us, we have truly deserved punishment. Everyone must recognize this." Its theme is, on the surface, a reflection of the harshest corners of Bach's Lutheran faith. But that language has a purpose, setting up the first part in the cantata's theme of contrasting despondency and consolation. Consolation, though, is still some distance away as the tenor sings an aria following that opening chorus. It's the emotional centerpiece of the work, with an emptiness you can hear from the very beginning. The virtuosity of the flute is symbolic of questioning and searching, which is picked up by the tenor soloist with the words, "Where in this valley of suffering is the refuge of my spirit?" A bit of lightness and hope creep in as the soloist sings, "To Jesus' fatherly hands I will turn in my weakness." But it proves to be only momentary as the mood returns to that searching and emptiness soon thereafter. The cantata 114 then continues as the bass connects the theme to a passage from the Gospel of Luke. "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." The chorus then takes over, singing a metaphor of one of the key components of the belief system of Bach's time and place. "The grain of wheat bears no fruit unless it falls on the ground. So must also our earthly body become dust and ashes before it comes to glory." That glory, or at least the comfort that has yet to show up in this piece, finally arrives when the alto soloist sings, "You make me, O death, no longer fearful now. I will depart in peace." Bach echoes that individual believer's perspective in the community voice of a consoling final chorus. Remember, you can see the entire translation of this piece online at classicalwcrb.org. Here's a performance of the cantata number 114, featuring alto Charles Humphreys, tenor Mark Padmore, and bass Stefan Logis. They're joined by the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists with conductor John Elliott Gardner here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. hast du durch deine Schuld dir selber zugezogen. Das Unrecht säufst du ja wie Wasser in dich ein, und diese Sündenwassersucht ist zum Verderben da und wird dir tödlich sein. Der Hochmut aß vor dem von der verbotenen Frucht, Gott gleich zu werden. Wie oft erhebst du dich mit schwülstigen Gebärden, dass du erniedrigt werden musst. Wohlan, bereite deine Brust, dass sie den Tod und Grab nicht scheut, so kömmst du durch ein selig Sterben aus diesem sündlichen Verderben zur Unschuld und zur Herrlichkeit. Dem Heiland dar, gib deinen Leib und deine Glieder Gott, der sie dir gegeben wieder. Sorgt und wacht, und so wird seine Liebe Macht im Tod und Leben
J.S. Bach's Cantata No. 114, Ach, lieben Christen, seid getrost, or Ah, dear Christians, be comforted. The Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists were conducted by John Elliott Gardner, and the soloists included alto Charles Humphreys, tenor Mark Padmore, and bass Stefan Logas. Earlier, we heard music from Bach, the teacher, in the form of a trio sonata for organ, and the Cantata 114 is one of hundreds written as an expression of Bach's faith. Next is a piece we might assign to Bach, the ambitious, sometimes sharp-elbowed professional. as with just about everything else he wrote, there's a magnetic creativity that's so strong and forceful, it makes you wonder how anybody could ignore his work. But that's exactly what happened with a set of works meant to impress the Margrave of Brandenburg. Here is Musica Amphion with the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3. Thank you. The exuberant Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 by Bach with Musica Amphion and director Peter Jan Belder. Remember, you can hear this program again at classicalwcrb.org, where you can also find more resources to learn about Bach. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.